During the 70s, I, like many people, grew up with long hair. And when I look back, the photos that I had, I cringe at those long hair, almost down to my shoulder. Can you imagine me having long hair? No. That's good. That's good. Well, there's a lyric of a song in the 60s that goes something like this. I'm hairy, high and low, but don't ask me why, 'cause he don't know. I don't know about the grammar, but anyway. Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flexin', waxin'. I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratsy, matsy. I don't know, there's so many of these kind of words. Oily, greasy, fleecy, shining, gleaming, streaming, flexin', and waxin'. Knotted, polka dotted, twisted, bedded, braided, bangle, tangle, spangle, and spaghettied. Wow, that's an interesting description of some people's hair. Well, last Sunday, the passage, and so it is for today, we have been talking a man full of hair. None other than John the Baptizer, or someone called John the Baptist. He was full of hair, and he lived in the wilderness, and he ate things that we probably wouldn't eat today. I will come back to him a little later. In the creation of the world, we turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God spoke the world into existence. God spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. God called to him from within the bush, otherwise known as the burning bush. God said to Moses, Moses, Moses. In the book of Samuel chapter 3, then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, he I am. The Lord called Samuel, not once, not twice, but three times. In the book of Kings, Elijah didn't find the Lord in the wind. Well, I'm not sure, you can stand outside and see if you can find the Lord today. Not in the earthquake or in the fire, but still in a still small voice. In Acts, I'm just going through a few of these examples for us. In Acts, Paul, on the way to Damascus, heard a voice said to him, so, why do you persecute me? Well, you might not find yourself in situations like them. You may be in a very good place right now, or you may find yourself in the wilderness or a desert right now. Maybe God is speaking to each and every one of us personally and individually. In the gospel passage, in verse 23, it says, a voice in the wilderness. A voice in the wilderness. The owner of that voice, John the Baptist, was living in a wilderness time. John was a wild man. He dressed like a hermit. He subsists on a very primitive diet. His hair, his beard, was unkempt. And he cried out. He cried out to the people then and to us in a coarse voice. John's wilderness voice is full of urgency and alarm. When you see someone in mortal danger, that's how your voice goes. You yell out, "Stop! Stop!" It's not pretty, but there's an urgency to it. Even if someone said it in another language, or whatever language you may know, it would have the same effect. We would stop dead in our tracks when somebody calls us urgently, "Stop! Stop!" That is how John is crying, a voice in the wilderness. He desperately wants us and the people then to stop and to consider the course they were and we are in. No mincing of words. There are dangers aplenty. In the scripture it tells us, axes lay at the root of our trees, or there are poisonous vipers, or a great threshing floor and unquenchable fire. There is no time for hesitation. But the voice called for something profoundly more personal level, our inner self, calling us deep into our inner being. It wants us to remake ourselves with the help of God from the inside out. It calls us to know that the healing power of the divine that goes with us when we believe and accept Christ. Oh, yes. Here in our suburb of Wastetown, there's our anxiety. But most of us, generally speaking, are quite comfortable living here in the suburb or whichever suburb you may be from. Most of us don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from or where we'll be sleeping tonight. Just on the way to church this morning, we drove through and we saw someone sleeping rough along the road. We are pretty comfortable, aren't we? Quite comfortable. Could it be that underneath the comfortable lives that people are living, there is the same kind of emptiness, or the same fear, or the same uncertainty, the same chaos that people were experiencing during John the Baptist's time? As we make the same old preparation for yet another Christmas, and we know that within our soul, once again, all the frantic scrambling to get ready for Christmas, and all our baking and decorating, and all our feasting with families and friends, and all our hours in worship will not fill emptiness inside. And we will be more than ready to put it all away again on the 26th of December. John the baptizer is the voice crying out in the wilderness, announcing that God is going to turn everything upside down, especially our tired old ways of muddling through life. His message was bold and straightforward. He says, "Prepare the way for the Lord. Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins." Perhaps we don't like these words. It sounds so harsh. In this age when language is not supposed to offend people or anyone, when we are supposed to feel good about ourselves and all we have accomplished, repent, turn around, it's a harsh word. But I say, it's a good word. It's a good word. It reminds us to get on the right pathway, to walk the Lord's way and not our own way. Doesn't it amaze you in how many voices come pounding at you when you are all alone in the wilderness? Or even sitting in your lounge with the TV on and other things, many noises come to us. Brothers and sisters, which voice are you hearing today? So we need to settle down and listen to God's voice, that still small voice that is speaking to us today. Jesus is calling us out of wilderness, or whatever wilderness we may find ourselves in, to a place of eternal life where we shall never, never perish. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." When Jesus speaks, let us hear his voice, calling us, calling us. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, it says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth," that's God saying this, "it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." So, friends, if God is speaking to you today, God's word will not go out and come back empty. But we need to listen to God's voice. God's voice brings the shaking, the sifting, and sometimes may even put us in a pressure cooker. We hear God's voice. But what about us? We're living in a time where there's so much happening around us that are not very good, to say the least. How about us being a voice in the wilderness? How may we be that voice in the wilderness of people's lives, of this world, among the hurts and the needs? How may we speak Jesus into people's lives? How may we speak love and care, encouragement into the lives of others? How may we share God's good news and message to others? We know Jesus' return is imminent. We need to tell prostitute that Jesus loved them and he's coming back. We need to tell the thieves and drug dealers and abusers that Jesus is coming back. We must tell the saints and the sinners as well that Jesus is coming back. Every one of us must stand before the Lord and give an account of how we prepare the way for the coming of Christ. So, dear brothers and sisters of our church, we must get busy about the Father's business. Be that voice. Listen to God's voice. Be that voice. And be busy with God's business, which is about the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Speak Jesus into the lives of others. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that we are blessed with your Son. He is indeed our Messiah, our Redeemer. May we be in tune with your voice, and may we have the courage and the boldness to speak Jesus and speak life into our loved one, our friends, and even strangers. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.